Jesus. That song has been in my spirit all week, and it's just a simple praise song that I heard on the word this week. And it was just, you know, as first it was starting out slow, I couldn't feel it. I was like, okay, this song. But then when it just started saying that, you know, hey, when you think about everything that God has done for you, it makes you want to shout. And it makes you want to just say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Just calling everyday words that are released out of your mouth, because your spiritual man, when he wakes up in the morning, he already goes to God and says, Father, I thank you. Amen. I thank you. And we just praise him and shout to him. Glory, hallelujah. We just offer everything in the morning when we wake. Our spiritual man does that.
Amen.
So, you know, we have to practice on it. You know, a lot of times, you know, I'm not feeling this because I didn't pray. But guess what? We are so limited to the natural realm. God wants us to, you know, experience the spiritual realm.
Amen.
Amen. How many want to just go further than just the natural realm? Just experience the spiritual realm.
Amen.
That's what God created us for. Amen. Today, with the Holy Spirit, we know that we are no longer bound. Because when He leads us, He leads us. We don't go by what we see.
All right.
Amen. We're not limited. Amen. To walk in the strength of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, because you know that you're not walking in your strength, but you're walking in the strength of the Holy Spirit. It's a place where we live as overcomers, not as overcome. How sometimes, you know, you wake up in the morning and, you know, you're trying to pull in yesterday and God gave you a new day. You pull in yesterday and you already have declared, I'm going to be tired today. I'm going to be tired tomorrow. I know it's going to be one of those days. You declared it because you don't understand spiritual things.
Right.
God said that we live in the newness every day.
Amen.
So how about you just dust off those dirty clothes yesterday and put on the newness and look, wait a minute, enemy, today is a new day.
Okay.
And this is the day that the Lord has made you, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad.
Amen.
Amen. And it says that when we operate in the supernatural ability, not the natural, you know, because you know that the natural is kind of limited. It goes so far and then you have to stop. And you know, you can, it has rules, it has regulation, all that kind of stuff right there. And it kind of bounds you and make you feel like you're not free.
Right.
Y'all know some of the jobs that we go to are pretty much the same thing. But not in our relationship with God.
Amen.
We're just free.
Amen.
And I just want to, you know, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to go from 7 Kings, I think, in 6 chapters. But we don't talk about the spiritual realm. We talk about a lot of spiritual things. You know that Abraham was one of the ones that were able to see into the spiritual realm.
Uh-huh.
You know, he walked by faith, not by sight.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, and let's go to Revelation 4 and 5 quickly. It said, when we operate in supernatural ability, not the natural, where the enemy has no place. And you give him no place. You have no place in my life. Operate in the spirit. In the Holy Spirit, I give you no place. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And just because it feels like he ain't there, don't mean that you got to acknowledge that he there.
Amen.
You just stand on the promises of God, because he said that in his word.
Amen.
We give no place to the enemy. So, Revelation 4 and 5, it kind of empowers us to live daily in the fullness of the Lord.
Right.
So that Jesus will receive glory and honor through everything that we do. Through his great power, working in us and through us. So we can walk in power and strength in the Holy Spirit and us upon us. How many know that God is not glorified in your body when it's weak and sick?
Amen.
He does not get glory for that. So anytime that comes and you feel it coming upon you, you dismiss it. Because God has given us that power to do that.
Amen.
We delegate the power that he's given us.
Right.
We dismiss it. So this is not, it did not come from God. And I receive this. Because God does not glorify him.
Amen.
And I want God to be glorified.
That's right.
In my body.
Amen.
You want God to be glorified in your body?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I want God to be glorified in my body. Revelation 4 and 5 says what? Can somebody read it?
The out of the throne will see lightning and thundering and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God.
Amen. We are that church that's been empowered and strengthened. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. We can live in the supernatural.
Amen.
We are that church. I'm not talking about this building that's standing here. I'm talking about you.
All right.
Amen.
I
and strength us when the Holy Spirit of the Lord is upon us.
All right.
So we live in the realm of the strength of the Holy Spirit every day. We live in that realm.
Amen.
Of the Holy Spirit. Where it's not limited, where it's free.
Amen.
To be whoever God calls you to be.
That's right.
And it's an incredible thing to walk in the strength of God.
Amen.
You know, walking in your might, it says, not by your might, not by your power, but it's by His Spirit that we are and have our being.
Amen.
So we're not walking in our own strength. Thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's a place where the enemy has no place. And where we live as overcomers.
That's right.
And we ought to act like we're overcomers. We ought to walk like we're overcomers.
Yeah.
Amen. Everybody else kind of shining away, Brother Trouble was singing like he was overcoming this morning. And he stretched that thing out a little longer too, and everybody was just looking. He was excited.
Amen.
Like, I'm going to overcome it. I'm going to sing this like I'm going to overcome it. He's a friend of mine.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just thinking on Brother Trouble. Brother Trouble, that okay?
You're
free. And when we operate in the natural ability, there is no supernatural ability.
All right.
The spirit man can operate in the supernatural.
Amen.
Not the natural man.
Amen.
The natural man cannot receive spiritual things.
Amen.
We already know that. And as I grow and walk in my own knowledge and revelation of God's strength, sometimes I feel like, you know, hey, sometimes I just kind of seem like I'm just a little taller than what I am.
All right.
I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you just kind of, some people say, well, you just get carried away. But I just, you know, I'm walking in His strength.
Amen.
So it may look like I'm 5'8½". But in the spiritual realm, hey, there's no gender, there's no age, there's no color. Amen?
Amen.
So that's the way
Amen.
I operate. I know when you look in the mirror, you see that person, you see, you know, that statue, that color, and,
all right.
and that's how you operate. But I don't operate like that. Amen?
Because
I know God sees me different than what my natural eye sees me. And that's what I want to see.
Amen.
That's what I want to see. So, you know, hey, if you have a spiritual imagination, you know, sometimes young kids have imagination. I'm telling you, I'm hanging around my grandchildren in the summer, and, you know, they have a great imagination. Who said that? Who put you in that box? Amen. You did. Your word said that. So God wants to have this spiritual imagination where you can just, you know, whatever the word says, to just come to pass in your life right now.
Is it here?
You remember when the Satyrian man said,
you got
to open up face while you got to book and speak a word? So when you're going through things, you know, I'm getting this thing now, and the kids are like, you know, they know now I can't complain around my mom. And I said, don't let me complain, because I don't want to be negative, because I don't want to stop the flow of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And as y'all know, I was off, you know, in Philadelphia for a few days, and Cedric would come home, and he would try to get that complaining spirit, and he said, and then he would try to say it. I said, well, you know, and I gave the word of God, and he said, and he kept, and I gave him another word of God. He said, well, I just know that I'm just not going to be able to complain around you more. And that's the way it ought to be.
Amen.
That's the way it ought to be. We ought to hold everybody accountable.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let them know, not today.
Amen.
Not around me. So that means that we can't be caught gossiping and talking about people. I don't care who they is. If they my family member, my mom and dad and them. Just hold them to a higher standard, because God holds them to a higher standard. He expects more from us.
Amen.
You want to hear the word of God released out of our mouth.
Amen.
Not negative stuff. That didn't come from God.
Oh.
That came from your flesh. It didn't come from God. You know, and it says that as I grow and walk in all this knowledge and revelation of God's strength, sometimes, you know, I kind of feel like, as I said, I get carried away because I'm walking in a realm of authority where the strength and might of God is not just upon me, but it's in me.
All right.
I'll show you an illustration. It's not just upon me, but it's in me. We know the greatest He that is in us is He that is what? In the world.
Amen.
And I think somebody got a song out there. He's big in me. He's big in me. And sometimes, you know, we don't kind of act like He's big in us. We're kind of like, what? I'm not feeling that one. How many know you don't have to feel it?
Amen.
to know that God is big in you.
Amen.
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 Then just operate in that. God, I know that if you are big, then you big in me.
That's right.
So, this kind of like the introduction. It's always, you know, if you are sick, you see yourself whole.
Amen.
You see yourself normal. You see yourself healed.
That's right.
You don't see yourself the way that you feel.
Amen.
But you see yourself the way the Word of God says that you are. I am healed by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I know that.
Hallelujah.
So let's go to Ephesians 3 and 21. You understand now what God is doing, and we'll do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond what we can ask or think. And I want to be a part of that. I don't want to miss out on that. And sometimes we get a little spiritually sleepy and miss out, get tired and weary and all that kind of stuff right there. And you know, don't see that. And we miss out. I don't want to miss out on what God is doing in my life.
Amen.
But He's doing. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. Not myself, but greater is He that is within me. According to the power that works in us. To Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations from ever and ever. Amen. So that power that is in us is according to our faith. What are we feeding the Word of God? What are we feeding the Spirit of God that's in us? Do we feed Him the Word of God? Or do we feed Him junk food? What are we really feeding God? Do we meditate? Do we study? Do we fellowship with Him? Do we commune with Him? What are we really feeding the Spirit of God? Amen? Or do we just, you know, I slacked up this week. I'm going to get to Him next week. He know my heart. I was working too much. I got kind of busy and I didn't kind of get in as much as I needed to. What are we feeding the Spirit of God? Amen. You know, if you was in a relationship with anybody, you want to hang out with them sometimes and know the relationship is still good.
Amen.
Amen. If you miss a whole week from hanging out with them, they're going to kind of just, you know, hey, I think something wrong with this relationship.
Amen.
You know, our thoughts are God thoughts because His thoughts are so much higher than ours. Do we believe that God wants us to do exceeding abundant things?
Amen.
Do you think He want to do that through you?
Amen.
Amen. Then we ought to act like it.
Amen.
We ought to respond to when He's doing it.
Amen.
And not just sit back and think, not me. You know, God wants to blow the lid off the limitations in your life. You just want to just, I'm talking about just blow the lid off the limitations in your life. And you still thinking, not me. And God said, yes, I'm talking about you.
Amen.
I'm talking about you. Said, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can think big. You don't have to think small. You can think big. By the power of the Holy Spirit that's in you, you can think big.
Amen.
And I know that, you know, when the wind is blowing, can you see the wind when it's blowing? And a lot of times when the wind is blowing, it's turning on some things sometimes. Can you see it? But you know that it's the wind, right? God is. You don't have to see Him to know that He's doing it big in your life.
Amen.
And we shouldn't consider nothing too small to thank God for.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't consider nothing too small to thank God for. Let's go to Matthew 13 and 15.
Thank God that you renew my mind beyond our normal common frame of thinking or understanding. Sometimes even out of our comfort zone. I thank God that you renew my mind. When you renew our mind, it's out of our daily routine, out of our comfort zone.
All right.
But you know, sometimes we want to just stay right there in that comfort zone. If I'm just right here, I know I'll be okay. If I stick right here, what about if you can't sit there?
Everybody's fixed place. You can't sit where you sit last week. Well, I can't sit in my same place. That's our mindset here. Because we've been in this world for a amount of time, so we don't, they said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be in the world, but not of the world.
Right.
We don't grab a hold to the rules and revelation of the world.
Amen.
But we hear God. That's why we got to have a spiritual ear.
All right.
To hear him. When we wake up in the morning, we got to ask God to open up our natural eyes and our spiritual eyes.
Amen.
So we can see him. Open up our natural ears and our spiritual ears. So we can hear him.
Amen.
And be led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God loves us so much, and he wants to release in us the ability to walk in the fullness of your destiny. He wants to walk in the fullness of our destiny.
Amen.
He wants us, when we die, to say, I'm satisfied.
Amen.
I think it was Abraham that lived, I think it was recorded where he lived, and he was satisfied. And I want to die satisfied.
Right.
I want to die where God has been glorified in my body, and I want to be satisfied at an old age.
Amen.
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 I don't know about nobody else, but maybe not.
Amen.
So, you know, I want to be able to see the impossible become possible in every situation.
Right.
Stop.
I don't want to think about it. You know, hey, is it going to be okay or not? I want to know that God is going to do the impossible through this situation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, when we walk in the fullness of his manifestation present so that Jesus Christ would get the glory, when we walk in that fullness, God gets the glory.
All right.
Amen.
He gets the glory.
Amen.
And I know a lot of times, I know they say, well, I hope you don't say about her dad today, but that's my testimony right
uh-huh.
now.
Amen. Amen.
I believe if my dad had held on just a little while longer, just a little while longer, I told my husband that I believe that he would have saw the manifestation of God healing him.
Mm-hmm.
I've read too many testimonies. I've read too many testimonies. I heard this, I can't recall her name, she said her brother was sick, or her husband, or whatever, got down to 85 pounds, couldn't eat, he was eating out of a straw. But she believed God to heal him.
Right.
She believed God to heal him, and he believed the same thing, and he held on. And a few days after that, he was delivered.
Yeah.
He was delivered.
Yeah.
Now you see what it looked like. It didn't look like much. Now see what 85 pounds looked like.
Yeah.
And it'll cause people to come around you and speak in the negative.
All right.
And they'll call it what they see.
Amen.
And that's why Jesus had to tell them, you know, everybody don't believe, get them out the room. Get them out the room.
Amen.
They don't believe, get them out. Because we're limited to this natural realm. That's all we used to. Amen. Matthew 13 and 15 says, what?
For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and should heal them.
Amen.
Amen.
So faith sees and understands with their heart. Faith sees and understands with their heart. You say, well, how can that be? My heart don't have eyes. It's spiritual.
Amen.
It's spiritual. It's been led by the Holy Spirit. That's why you have to guard your heart from the issues of life.
Amen.
Because you don't want what happens, you know, out there to just, you know, just, what do you call it? When you litter your heart. I'll just say it like that. Litter your heart. But you want God to be there. And when God is there, you don't know what he's up to do next.
Amen.
And I know some people, you know, hey, they just ain't there yet. Pray for them.
Amen.
Pray for them, because God has already, just tell them it's already done.
Amen.
Amen, it's already done. Said, least any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart. No, Paul prayed in Ephesians 1:18. Ephesians 1:18 said that their eyes of the understanding being enlightened. That's your spiritual eye.
Right.
Be enlightened to what God is doing in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
I pray that your eyes be open today. This week, today.
Amen.
And just keep asking them, God, open up my spiritual eyes, because I don't want to miss out on nothing. I want to see what you're doing in this hour. Matthew 13 and 23. I'm going to read that one.
13 and
23? Mm-hmm. 13 and 23.
But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
Amen. Amen. Romans 10 and 8 and 10.
Romans 8.
mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. And if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen. He said he was half dead, he said raised him from the dead. James 2 and 17 through 18.
Even so, faith, if it have not worked, is dead, being alone.
Amen. So faith is responding positively to God's promises. Faith is in God's faith.
Amen.
So it responds to the promises of God. Amen. And so a particular promise of his word must be seen, heard, understood, and believed in the heart. They don't have to make sense to you. You don't have to think, well, how did he raise him from the dead? I don't know. I just believe it because he said it in his word, so I expect it to be done in my life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You don't have to have because faith is the substance of things not seen, but evidence of things what? So it is substance, and the substance are in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
That's why it's called faith realm.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't got faith, you can't access it.
Amen.
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 You access it by faith. Romans 10 and 17. So that it may be acted upon and bear fruit. When we sow this word, when we sow it, we weak. We weak. They said, what is it, 100-fold? 10-fold? What was it? We sow the seed of God's word. It comes back. It does not return to him void, but it comes back. It bears much fruit. As the young lady was talking about today, it's a fruit tree that bears much fruit. We can get a guarantee on God's word. It works. In other words, it works. Something else may not work. The medicine may not work. But God's word works. It's real.
Amen.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen. That's why you got to hear it every day.
Amen.
It increases your faith. You got to keep hearing it every day. I like to hear it. It ought to be like sweet music to your ears. Hear God's word.
Amen.
And if you ain't heard it, you know that something ain't right because I ain't heard God's word today. Because it comes by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
And hearing the word of God. And hearing the word of God. So I keep on hearing. And it's probably wrong. It's probably why your faith level is not there yet, because you're not continuing to hear the word of God.
Amen.
So go to Romans 4 and 20 through 21. I'm kind of hurt, but I want to get you to hear it. Faith come by what?
Hearing.
And hearing what? The word of God. So since Abraham's story is in the word of God, we can hear it all day long.
Amen.
Every day. God's going to do it. It's not going to do no bad to us, is it? He's going to do some good to us. So why wouldn't I want to hear it every day all the time?
Amen.
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 Go ahead. Romans 4 and 20 through 21.
He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Amen. That's it. That's a done deal right there.
Amen.
He didn't stagger at the promises of God, but he believed God's word. He believed that he was able to handle that word.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
What is that scripture about the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword? Where is that at?
He believed that God was able to fulfill the promise in his life. Faith like a seed must be planted, watered, and nurtured. Matthew 13 and 18 through 23.
It always goes back to the promise of God and the God behind that promise. Faith carries the idea of being certain and assured of the reality of what is believed. Being certain of God's word. And we believe that word. We believe it. We just keep on believing it. We keep trusting it. We keep standing on the promise of God. We don't stop. I don't care what nobody else say. We just don't stop. folks in the whole town except for his church got mad and wanted to kick him out of the city. Because he was preaching on healing. They said because he was lying. They reported on him in their little city paper that he's preaching about healing. That's a lie because it's not in God's will for everybody to be healed. And I don't have all day to show you those scriptures. Just come to Bible study because we're going to start doing that. It's in his word.
Amen.
That all be healed.
Amen.
And they said the preacher, he's a lying preacher.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't in God's will for everybody to heal. Because they're walking by sight and not by faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Kings, let's go to 7 Kings 6 and 15 through 18. And I know it's one. Did you? Okay, go ahead. Let's go to 7 Kings 6 and 15 through 17.
We're going to go up to verse 11. And then we're going to go
down to verse 17.
You know what?
I need just one more word from God to change the whole circumstance. What is it? 2 Kings 1? Get what God is saying. God already gave you the spirit revelation. He already.
11 through 17.
Amen. Right now. Hebrews 4:12. Can you read what it says?
For the word of God is alive and active,
sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit and joint and mind. It judges the thought and attitude of the heart.
Amen. Amen. So it separates the heart from the spirit.
Amen.
Because he wants our spirit to be increased in his revelation knowledge. You know, sometimes your soul don't be in agreement with
that. All right.
Why you can't just listen to everything, you can't hear everything, you
Amen.
Can't eat everything. You gotta be careful, don't
Amen.
You?
Amen.
I used to do that devil dare you. They said you couldn't watch it, it was so scary we watched it. We might be scared after a while, but we did it. We challenged them. But now I hear God saying you can't watch that.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want you to put that in your spirit.
All right.
Or you can't do that.
Right.
I can't do that, I'm wrong. Amen. Amen. So let's go to 7 Kings 6 and 15 through 17. And I'm gonna kind of use I can kind of use
young people as well. Young people, y'all want to go there?
Amen.
Okay, let's read it. Yeah. 7 Kings 6.
We're gonna start at the 11th verse.
Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel.
Look where Elisha is. He's a prophet of Israel. He's trying to figure out, the king's trying to figure out who's going to be it. Who's telling everything?
Right.
Elijah didn't have to be there. Physically, spiritually, God gave him a spiritual revelation to know everything that was going on. So you ain't got to be there. You ain't even got to go. You ain't even really got to fill out an application for the job. It's already yours. Amen. You ain't got to pass the test. You just got to show up. Be in position for what God is about to do through you.
Amen.
Amen. It's not about our worldly knowledge. The spiritual realm is accessed by faith.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
He tells the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in darkness. Therefore sent he them horses and chariots and great boats, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and going forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Elijah, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with him.
Amen.
And Elijah Amen. Prayed and said, Amen. Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire round about.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now, when we look at, he said, they went by night and surrounded the city. The enemy surrounded the city. Can I get some young people to come? Pastor, we go. Can you come for a second? And they surrounded the enemy surrounded the city. Hold on. Young people, y'all stand right there. And how many do I have? Stand right here on the front line. I like it how God does it, and you don't even see what he's doing, but you know that he's already done it because you know that I walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? Amen. So now let me get some grown people. Some adults. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 adults. Mark, can you stand right there? Bring it. Open where you're sitting. Stand right there. Gary, stand at the back here. Break. Stand over there behind you. Mr. Ron. Oh, Rike. Rike, stand over there by Sister BB. Need another young person. Taino, can you come? Stand right there. Right there where the drums at. One more person. Alan, stand right here. All the older people come in and surround Pastor. Surround the city. All the younger people come and surround the city. Now this is what the word of God says right here. Go back to the one more time. Surround the city. Stay right there, young people. Stay right there. Go back there. Stay right there. Back there. Back in the back.
Go, baby.
Right, baby, you want to come or something?
Come on, baby. Come on. I need some better right here. Come on. Oh, come right here. Come on. See this around.
Christopher, get back there. Because I said it was more for them than it was against them. Christopher, get back there. Brother Gaines, stand right there. Sister Gaines, stand on the other side. Sister Rose, stand right there. You can get back in your routine seat. I don't care. Sister Lindenface, stand in the back. Brother Cook, can you stand in the back? Because I said it was more for them than it was against them.
Amen.
But you look and see who was surrounding the city. The enemy right. was surrounding the city.
Ain't there
something? The city, y'all. Just the city. So they're limited. The enemy is limited to what he can do.
Amen.
Yo, he surrounded the city. So what? All right. Elijah asked God to open up his servant's eyes so that he could see.
All right.
And when he opened his eyes, he looked out. Hmm. And what did he look out at? He looked out to the hills, which cometh our help, and he saw that there were angels out there, and there was more for them than it was against them.
Amen.
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 Amen. So you see how God works.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give out a hand for him.
Nothing. 34.
remember to wake up in the morning, ask God to open up your spiritual eyes. You don't want to miss nothing.
Around about them that fear him and deliver them.
Amen. Amen. So he lets us know that the angels, they're around me. They're counting around me because I love God.
Amen.
I love God.
Amen.
I reference him. In everything that I do, I reference him. Yeah. So I know that they're already there. I ain't got to check my resources and see if they're there. You going to be there tomorrow? You going to be at church, honey? I ain't got to check and see if God got them already on the sign. They already on the sign. When I release his word of God, they just activate.
Mm-hmm.
I believe God got me covered. Amen. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, he got me covered. Amen. Somewhere in the Bible itself. Let me go quickly.
For we walk.
Hold on for a second. I think faith is better than the natural sight anyways.
Amen.
How many?
Amen.
If you look and you see, you can see so far with your natural eye, can you?
Amen.
You can even have, you know, every set of glasses on and still see so far.
That's true.
But faith releases the spiritual realm and you can't even see it because it says, eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard what God has prepared for those who love him and call according to his what? Glory to God. That's awesome. Faith is better.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you. So if you just trust on your sight, how you going to make it? I just tell you, I ain't going to make it this week. I ain't got but just a little bit in the bank. Put it in God's hand.
Amen.
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 I already have your faith seed out.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I'm going to bless. I'm going to sow this in the name of Jesus because I know you already done it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you release that seed and believe that God already done it, you can just expect not the, just the mailman, as that man said, but the UPS truck.
Amen.
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 I started asking the pastor, I said, UPS truck in here today? He said, oh, for what? I said, I'm going to put my check.
Amen.
All right. He said, why can't I come to the UPS truck? It's so big, you can't fit in that mailbox.
Amen.
Amen. Because I see more than the natural. Do somebody, hey, the enemy been found out? And everything he stole from me, he has to, hey. If I'm decreeing that, then I'm expecting.
That's right.
Amen. So 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, Hebrews 11 1. It's just refreshing up our faith.
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen. Hebrews 11 1.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen. And you know, we operate in the natural realm. We can't allow doubt for me. When we operate in the natural realm, we can allow doubt and unbelief to enter when we operate there.
All right.
So that's what happens when we operate in the natural realm.
We don't believe we operate in there. When he said, these signs should follow them that believe.
Amen.
But guess what? If you don't believe, doubt and fear, it's going to follow you. It's going to be the opposite. So you know when you're not operating in faith.
Right.
Because you're getting studying enough. I don't know if I'm supposed to be That's not God.
Amen.
Because you doubt and you fear, and so it caused you to stumble your words, to act the promises. I don't know, Lord Jesus. I'm supposed to feet, I'm sweating. God said we always at the right place at the right time. Amen. Because we hear God speak. That's why Jesus said, I always hear my Father.
All right.
And I only do what he, what would I see him do? That's because he's operating out of a different realm than the natural realm.
Amen.
And I only say what I hear him say. That's because he was operating out of a different realm than the natural realm.
Amen.
He operated out of the faith. I'm going to release it, and it's up to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to probably the last scripture we already read. 2 Corinthians 5:7.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 5:7. So, you know, so today we make a choice to walk by faith, not by sight, and experience the supernatural that God is doing in his power. God said he's doing it through you. He's doing what? Exceedingly and abundantly. And above all I can ever make, ask, or imagine. So if he's doing it through me, then I know that he's doing it through you.
All right.
And when people come in and they're bound down by whatever issue that they have, whatever it is, and when they come into this place, it's my spiritual imagination, when they come into this place, I just believe that when they leave, they just rejoice in it. They heal, they deliver, and they set free.
Amen.
Amen. They don't have to go through a 12-step program. They don't have to go to the hospital. They don't have to take medicine. Amen. Because this is the place. This place is like a hospital. Amen. When they come in and they receive what God has for them to receive when we all together on one accord. And we worship and praise him. Then they don't release. They don't stay the same way when they leave out.
Amen.
And they can't wait to get back again. Amen.
Amen.
I say free. I'm not believing for something that isn't real to become real. I see into the spiritual realm by faith, and I'm simply making what I see in the spiritual world manifest in the physical world.
All right.
I remember. Well, this is what I do every time I read a book. I don't care what book it is, and I thought it was kind of odd when I got a little grown, but I would always turn to the back of it. I would turn to the back of the page, and, you know, and I would read, and I said, well, God, why am I reading the back of it? Why can't I just, and every time I pick up a book, anybody read like that? Just me? Okay, that means I'm different. I would always go to the back of the book. And you know when you go to Revelation, it tells us what in Revelation is at the end. In the end, we win. Amen?
Amen.
So it's at the end. I mean, the world teaches us we got to start at in the beginning. You know? What's that? Once upon a time in the world. Y'all remember what it means. Once upon a time. But in the end, we win. So I always start at the end. I thought it was out of ordinary, but God was telling me that's because, you know, he said he spoke my ending into existence before my beginning. So if he did,
all right,
then I can do it. That means that I must be connected to my Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen?
So when you do things that are not like the world do them, just know that you're not ignorant. Amen. You're not lame. You're not dumb. Because you're not from here. And it's okay. Because God is causing you to be different. Amen.
Amen.
Look at who is that? I think it was Moses that stuttered a lot. And according to the world, he would have never got a job. But God employed him.
Amen.
And put him on assignment. And he was recorded in here. So it lets me know that it's not by my might and not by my power, but it's by his spirit that God is moving in this hour. And how many want to be a part of it?
Amen.
Amen. Give God a hand for it. Pray. And if anybody else desires prayer, Prayer's always in order. The Bible said man ought to always pray. And faint what? Faint not. If you always pray, you got prayer about all this. In due season, you'll reap a great reward if you do what? Faint not. Because you always pray. Amen. Amen.